So I had a plan to talk about the protection of Black women. It's a discussion me and some of my friends have been pretty much having all weekend. But got the news, I'm sure everybody has seen it by now, that the actor Chadwick Boseman played in many, many different fantastic roles, but the actor that played Black Panther passed away at the age of 43 from colon cancer. I've always felt a little bit uneasy, like grieving for like celebrities, I guess. Because realistically, you don't, you know, personally know these people. You see them, you know, through different outlets, you know, social media and entertainment industry. You don't know them personally. You just know the perception that is put out from them being out in the media. So I try not to, you know, you see. Certain things, like when celebrities pass away, and it's sad, of course, but for the most part, you just, you know, make a note of it, maybe send out some prayers, or maybe do a mental prayer, you know, for their family, and keep it moving. But there are maybe like a handful of celebrities where it just really, really, it really, really hits a sentimental spot inside of me. And it really feels like a personal loss, like something significant. Significant was taken away, and it leaves a void. A really, like, heavy feeling. I was actually on the phone with my best friend last night when I saw it, and, you know, at first I was, of course, when you see stuff like that on social media, you're hoping that it's a mistake. There have been plenty of times where you'll see like a headline or something, and then it turns out that it's not real or it's not true. But it's like one minute I was just going through my feed on Instagram, I hit refresh, and the next minute I just see a wave of rest in peace, RIP, SIP, Chadwick Boseman, colon cancer, 43, Wakanda forever, like just a barrage of prayers and messages and photos and everything from, you know, the celebrities that came in contact with him, celebrity friends and fans all over the world. Just like, it's crazy. You never really know, like, what's going to happen from one moment to the next. You never know, like, who's going to be here and who isn't going to be here, including yourself. You could be perfectly fine one day and something happens and you're not here anymore. Or you could be struggling with the illness. Like Mr. Boseman, struggling with an illness, knowing that, you know, that day is coming. It's inevitable, but the fact that he still continued to do movies and pretty much live his life, giving us like fantastic movies, great content, being an advocate for his community, like all the way up until the end. I know a lot of people saw like one of the last few clips that he did, and there were a lot of people making comments about, you know, how different he looked, and he had a dramatic weight loss and stuff like that, not knowing that he was battling, you know, final stages of colon cancer. I was definitely one of those people, and I'm definitely not proud of like making jokes or participating in jokes, because this is a perfect example of you never know what people are going through. You never know what people are going through. You never know what demons are. You never know what people are going through, fighting through, trying to survive. You just never know. So, I've been seeing all of these photos of like children, little black boys, in particular, you know, doing the Wakanda Forever, crying, you know, over there. Black Panther action figures and stuff like that. And it really just like, it really tears you up. It can really just tear you up. I normally do, you know, self-care Sundays. But this is definitely going to be a self-care weekend. I definitely have shed some tears on and off, thinking about this loss, thinking about Kobe Bryant, man. 2020 has been like, man, it's almost like unreal. I was talking to my counselor the other day, and I started to talk to her a little bit about how I've been feeling as far as like all of the everything that's going on. It just feels like constant. Things are constantly happening that, you know, kind of like shake you. It's like they're trying to shake the core of you to the point of where you don't even want to, you just want to shirk away and hide. And it's really hard to try to push all of that to the side and out of the way and, you know, try to live some semblance of a normal life with everything that's going on. Like, to think that just last year, everything was so different. The world was so different just a year ago. And now we're here in the middle of a pandemic. You know, everybody's safety is in question. The children, their safety is in question. So a lot of parents are doing virtual learning. My son starts his virtual learning on Monday. I'm really like scared and, you know, apprehensive about that because my son is autistic and he has a lot of fantastic and well-trained instructors that help him at school with his schoolwork. So to just be here at home and it just be me, I'm nervous and I'm scared. I don't want to fail him in any way. I want to help him as much as I can, but I don't feel equipped to do that. Like, I'm not a teacher. I've never been a teacher. As far as like professionally, I'm not a teacher. I didn't go to school for education or anything like that. So, man, I'm hoping that everybody out there is doing okay, like holding up as best that you can. Another thing that me and my friends have talked about significantly is I think everybody, like every human being, should have some type of counseling, like some type of mental health check, because living this life is strenuous and up and down and traumatic in a lot of ways with a lot of different things. I want to speak specifically to like my people in the Black community, especially for us. We definitely need counseling, and I feel like it needs to be done. It needs to be implemented like at a young age, probably school age. Maybe it could be something that we, you know, have in the day-to-day curriculum, like instead of just like an optional type thing. I know at my son's school there's an option, you know, for them to see the guidance counselor and to get into these specific groups. My son was actually in a group prior to all of the, you know, the school shut down and all of the COVID stuff and everything, was in a group, a support group for like autistic children. I think that everybody needs some degree of counseling in their lives to like navigate through all of this. All of the experiences that you go through in your life, you have people living to be like 80, 90, 100 years old. Even I definitely feel like people need counseling, man. Like, seriously. Trying to deal with all of these different experiences without any type of professional help, it's got to be, like, draining. Like, I feel drained even though I do get professional help now. Like, so for people who don't get any type of professional help and they're just trying to navigate through this thing on their own, yes, I'm sure they, you know, like have, you know, conversations with their family and friends. But again, when you have conversations with your family and friends about these types of experiences, not only are you carrying the burden, now you're kind of like putting it on them as well. And they probably have their own experiences and burdens that they're going through on their own in their own life. So it's a lot. I'm fearful to like even hope for things to get like better, or for things to at least like settle down a little bit. Like, I keep like seeing people saying different things like, man, I hope 2021 isn't like this. Like, 2020 is really like, it is just relentless with like one situation after another, one death after another. We had yet another shooting of an innocent Black man, Mr. Blake. And sometimes it really gets to the point where you don't even know what to say. Like, when you feel like you're so overwhelmed, like so consumed with grief for our community, the Black community, so overwhelmed and filled with grief, wondering if anything is ever really going to change for the better for us? Is there any real hope for equality in this country? My last audio blog, I talked about the social construct of racism in this country and how it is so wrapped up with the development of this country in order to really have a chance to quell it, or I'm not going to say completely get rid of it, because I don't feel like it's possible to completely eradicate racism in this country. Like, to be racist or to be prejudiced is a mindset. And you, as in another person, can't change someone else's mindset without their willingness to change. You see what I'm saying? So I don't think that it'll ever be like completely eradicate. But as far as taking it out of different systems that we have that have been built, so that we can be able to freely progress, so that we can be able to navigate freely throughout these systems without being discriminated against constantly. That's the goal, right? That's what we want to get to. So if racism is so heavily like intertwined with the development of America and the development of these systems, I don't know. Sometimes I feel or I think that the only way we'll be able to get to that place of us being able to navigate freely is if we dismantle everything and start from scratch. The dismantlement of America. The dismantlement of these racist and prejudiced systems that they have in place in order to keep us down or keep us at a certain level so that we can never really grow and meet our full potential. It wants certain things to stay the same so that we're constantly trying to come up instead of actually being up. And we're constantly going back and forth with each other, sabotaging each other, instead of focusing on the bigger issue of, even in today's age, in the year of 2020, the year of coronavirus, but even in this modern time, we are still, we're still not being treated equally, fairly. You have a white teenage male walking around with an illegal firearm, an assault rifle, killing people, and the police just let him, you know, walk on by. No alarm there, you know. Nothing to worry about with that. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous to even say out loud. It's ridiculous to witness. It's ridiculous to live through. It's unfathomable that people really think that this is the way that life should be for, you know, a group of human beings. You know, just because their skin is dark like that is mind-boggling, yo. It is mind-boggling to me. It really, really is. But I didn't want to, like, stay on here and rant for too long. Like I said, I'm still kind of, like, reeling from the news of Chadwick Boseman and just thinking about a lot of other things. So I'm still in the process of reading a new book of a poetry. I did find the author on Instagram, and I'm following him now. I'll definitely have some more, like, you know, little information about him and stuff once I get ready to do the book review for that. I actually finished up the first part of a story that I've been working on. So hopefully sometime this week, I'll be able to type it up and upload it to the website for anyone who's interested to enjoy. I'm also gonna probably be working on some pieces for this literary magazine for the college that I attend currently. So I might post some articles as well for anybody that's interested in seeing that. I hope everyone is safe. We got a lot of weather issues going on this weekend as well, on top of everything else that's going on. So a lot of my people in Louisiana lost power, and you know, we need to protect each other. We need to protect ourselves and protect each other. Be safe. Definitely get into some self-care this weekend. Actually, every day. Every day should be something. You should do something involving some type of self-care for you. But gimmick-wise, you know. make sure you do some self-care this weekend. My best friend's birthday is tomorrow. He will be 36 years old, so that's another reason why I wanted to do this early instead of doing my self-care Sunday. I just did it a day early. It's another reason, because I'm probably going to be on the phone with him, talking to him. And I also have some schoolwork stuff to work on, so you know how that goes. But everybody be safe. Have a good weekend. Peace.